Chushe wie in Galah Teir Alamna a Gitten Erev Yontiv. We're going into such heilige lechtige Yiddishe Teig. The Boyer Kalalumim with the ganze Pamalje Shalmale visits us by the side. Azoi zookt men in the Pekide Busse, the Zoyer before Magid, that Eibishte tells the Pamalje, come, listen to how my kinderlich are singing my praises. Could you imagine when a guest comes to your house? Could you imagine when a guest that is a statesman? Could you imagine when the guest is a royalty, a king? He doesn't come empty-handed. He comes with a house gift. The Bashefa Kimteran and Ayidish Shtibi doesn't come with empty hands. That's why we're able to Gamvafi Koimen. We're able to ask him, Tata, this is what we need. The Gur Reb Leibel Eiger used to say that on the kara we put a hard-boiled egg. He said, why dafka a hard-boiled egg? He said, a hard-boiled egg is a missed opportunity. He says, if the farmer would have let the egg hatch, he would have had a chicken. That chicken would have brought him another chicken. He would have made money. A hard-boiled egg, you cook it, you eat it, it's gone, it's history. It's like a yield sign on the kara before we start the siders, us to wissen. The guys run in a heilige Nacht. Stop. Think. What is happening here? What can I accomplish? To what madrigas can I reach? Who's coming to visit me? The Shem Shmiel Zuk, that the Lail Paisach is not only the Kedisha Lail Paisach for us. He says this is how we will be zoiche to sing Shvuchim for Melech HaMashiach. He says that we say at the end of the Seder, Hashir Yeh Lechem Kelailas Kadosh HaChag. So he says Hashir is Lushin Zuche, Shire is Lushin Akaiva. He says most of the time we find Shire, Oz Yushim Moshe V'nai Yisrael, Es Hashiru, and so on and so forth. He said, what's Pshat Hashir Yeh Lechem? So he says Shiru is Nekaiva, Nekaiva is Moilad, has children. Zucher doesn't have children. He says, anytime we find Shira, that wasn't the last Shira that we were singing. After Kriyas Yamsev, Yidin sang Shira Smiriam, Shira's Devoida, so on and so forth. The Mashiach at Kimen, that's going to be the last time we're going to be Zoicha to sing Shira for a miracle that Aibisha took us out of Gulas. Hashir. That Shir, that's Lushin Zucher. That after that is not going to be any more Shira. Aina Moilid, you know what that Shira, how you will be Zoicha to sing that Shira, Hashir Yilchem, Kelail Hiskadash Achag. Via Zoi, does Gezug Dagu, does Gezingas Shira, Zusishbuches and Bashefa, you believe that Aibisht is coming into your house. You believe that we are like the Koyin Gudel with the Vasa Begudim doing the Avoide, doing Zachen that are Lamala from our Sugas, the Kara with the Simunim. And that is how we will be zoicha to be mekabel p'nei Mashiach. I think the story is told over from the Noida Bihid, as I dacht sich me, that his child went to open the door by Shvoi Chamoschu. And the Noida Bihid had him gefragt, nu hast du gesehen? So he answered, Tate, no, aber ich gleich bin gewein. So his father said, I want you to know, believing is much stronger than seeing. Tzedikim soa liu anuvi. We can be on a much higher madraiga. We can be on a madraiga of believing that Eliyahu Yanuvi comes, believing that Eibishter comes into our house, and believing that Eibishter is going to leave us over bruches. I'm going to leave you off with a gedank that I had, that I've said many times already. B'chol tfitzis Yisruel, wherever you go, a koish l'Eliyahu has only a koyis with a foot. Metafis l'rif minisn Yiddish. There were rebbes that were makbid not to use a bechel with a fisel that's on a pedestal because they said when you touch a foot, you have to wash your hands. There were other rebbes that were makbid dafke with a fisel. Rishon was makbid with a fisel. Sigit and Bells without a fisel. Koyish l'Eliyahu, every single shtib, and I've inquired and I've researched and I haven't come across anywhere a koyish l'Eliyahu that's not on a pedestal. There has to be a reason. I think pshat is as follows. That what are we waiting for? We're waiting for Mashiach Tzedkaini. And Eliyahu Hanavi comes in and we tell him, Shvoi Chamoscha and bring Mashiach. Eliyahu Hanavi answers us, yes. The Gemara tells us a story between Hillel and Shammai, that a ger came to Hillel and said, Yilamdaini kol ha-toyre kille. And he came to Shammai, Yilamdaini kol ha-toyre kille regalachas. He pushed him out of the house. He came to Hillel. What did Hillel tell him? Whatever you don't want to do to yourself, don't do to your friend. That means Eliyahu is telling us, Regalachas, you want me to teach you Kol HaTorah Kila Regalachas? It's Vahavta L'Rayachu Kamoichu. Eliyahu Hanavi is telling us, you want Mashiach? Yes, that Regalachas, my kois is on one foot. Why? To remind us and to tell us, as Madaf, Lipub Matzvaita Yid, comes a Yontif Paisach, whereby family, in-laws, parents, children go to parents, parents go to children. Samachtzach asach mul over the course of Yontiv that we spend too much time, we band too much together. And skeneroskim de fimachloikis daf mazain, befraten the Yontiv Paisach to work in the smid, ahavas yisruel and aibishtet helfen, that we will be zoiche, we're going to open the door. Ah, we're going to be in for a surprise. Eliyahu Hanavi is going to be mevasa hinai hinai. Mashiach bu, a lechtigen zis in kusher en freilichen peisach.